that old Frio River where I learned to swim.
God damn it, to fucking cunt hell.
It brings to mind another time where
fucking
I wore my welcome thin.
Jesus
by transcendental
Christ.
Meditation, I go there each night, but I always come back to myself long before daylight.
All my S's live in Texas. Just a golden old age, just a.
And Texas is a place
I truly love to be. All my S's live in Texas.
Therefore, I reside in
Tennessee.
Some folks think I'm hiding. It's been rumored that I died. But I'm alive and well in
Tennessee. Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police. Jay Santos. Oh, God, that's sibilant, isn't it? Sibilant. Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police. What say ye?
Well, Phil, welcome. This is Jay Santos, back from vacation. Mr. Henry, I know you were in...
I was in Florida.
You were in Florida, yeah. And how could you give us a report on what that was like?
You mean in terms of the...
Jay, are you asking Phil? I'd like to have Mr. Henry answer.
Why is it everybody in the show so goddamn petty? Just let the man say what he wants to say. Right on, man. 2009 Stanley Cup. It was the Pittsburgh Penguin. The Pittsburgh Penguin. Man, they got a goal here, man. That just was... Look, he stole the fucking puck. Got it right out. Oh, shit. What a sloppy piece of defense. Detroit got the puck stolen right from them in their own goddamn end right in front of the fucking net. And the goaltender is like, you miserable pieces of shit. The goaltender got played... Oh, you dick. Osgood spread his fucking knees at the wrong time. That's what she said. All my S's live in Texas. So while we were in Fort Lauderdale, we were at the Pillars Hotel. Highly recommend it. Highly recommend the Pillars Hotel. Jesus Christ. Look at that. I'm doing just kind of a... Yeah. Highly recommend the Pillars Hotel on Birch with a view on the Intercoastal Waterway. Absolutely gorgeous and great. Hey. Test. Oh, you know what? There we go.
I'm going to have to turn this off.
Turn that off, man. Because you're getting what you're hearing is the... I've got the gate on. Test. Should we have the gate? Testing, 1, 2. Sounds fine to me. So anyway, if we have the gate, I wonder if it gives us that tight studio sound that I've been looking for, man. Let me button my shirt so a lot of you guys don't get excited. I'm kidding. Talk to the straight guys. Broken camera. Anyway, so just remember one thing. All my S's. No, so we were in Fort Lauderdale, as I just was trying to tell you, and I was with Jackie, and we stayed at the Pillars Hotel. It was her birthday. That's why I was there. Let me get to the goddamn point of the whole goddamn fucking thing. I was there for her birthday, and her son Ryan came down from Orlando, his girlfriend Stassi. Great people. Great, great people. And we had a very enjoyable evening, and... You know, I forget what I had, but I had a damn good dish. I'm a vegan guy now, man. I'm straight vegan. I know a lot of you guys know that I cheated with the... Where did I cheat? I cheated with the steak, and I cheated with the fucking...
beef jerky. I don't do that no more, man.
I don't play that. I am a vegan, okay? Spell it V-E-E-gan, man, vegan. Anyway, great little hotel, 18 rooms, just wonderful. And ask my brother there, Guy. He is the man who is the manager, does a great job in the middle of this shit, right? So here's the thing. The rest of the hotel itself had very few people there. Jackie and I were the only people in the whole goddamn hotel at least one night. And you guys saw the post on Facebook where it was, you know, just the, you couldn't see the, you know, we got locked out. That's a security thing. You actually have to have a key to enter your own fucking room from the balcony, because this is a small boutique hotel and they don't have 9,000 fucking cops and security guys running around, right? And after all, it is Florida. I'm kidding, but, you know, just thought I'd stick it in there a little bit. Just thought I'd stick it in there, see if it felt good. So that was a blast, but the whole point of me bringing this up is why. I can't remember.
Oh, man, I can't. We didn't sleep all night.
Here's what happened. Here's what happened. I booked a return flight for Tuesday night. And we get to L.A. at 10:30. It would leave Fort Lauderdale at 8, which is fine. Get to L.A. at 10:30 p.m., which is fine because you're picking up time with the time change, with the time zones. Not time change, but the collected time zones. But then I'm, you know, an hour and a half from home in the car. By the time I get home, I got to do a fucking show at midnight? Bullshit. So I changed it, and the only other flight nonstop was at 7 o'clock in the goddamn morning. So Jackie, being the sweet child that she is, got up goddamn early, made his coffee, drove me to the airport, and we bid a fond adieu. And got on the plane at 7 a.m. Florida time, got back to L.A. at 9 a.m. L.A. time. Get a load of that. I mean, that's just, I mean, we've all taken flights like that, but it never ceases to blow my shit away. Because right now, I'm on, I'm 3 hours ahead. So, and when I say 3 hours ahead, so, my thing is this. We had a blast, but I got to start booking these planes way more. Hey. As long as I have that air on, I better take the gate. I got to take the gate off. It's bothersome, yes, but in the long run, it'll have to do. Jay, what do you think?
Well, Phil, I tell you, I know you're down in Florida. They have a spike in corona cases. They do have a spike in the COVID. And I have to ask you right now, did you take precautions? Because you're there with members of your staff. Do you guys wear masks or anything?
We sit here behind plexiglass screens that Phil has erected.
Yeah, I mean, we had the guys come in and they put up this kind of, this plexiglass. So it's, the glass itself, the plastic itself descends to about, 6 inches below the chin.
Yeah, it's, in other words, it's coming from, I don't know where it's, where is it, Phil?
How can I hear them?
Because they're on microphones.
We're on microphones.
Yeah, you'll hear a microphone on account of the plastic.
I don't know, it sounds pretty far out. Well, it sounds kind of far out. At this time, I have to say that you are probably not in compliance with safety. However, we believe in freedom of speech and the freedom to move about and not be told you can't do what you don't want to do, right? So
yeah, so which side of that do you stand on, Jay?
Well, I mean...
Oh, this is a very tricky question.
It's not tricky, no. I believe in the freedom. But if I'm going to come in there, aren't you going to wear a mask?
No, I'm not going to wear a fucking mask. I think I'll infect your ass, man. What do you think of that?
Infect my ass?
He doesn't mean literally. God damn it, Santos.
That sounds like he's... I don't know what he sounds like. Oh, yeah, I'm considering... do I have to sit here and listen to this fucking pendejo? And pendejo? I know that means pubic hair. No? Yeah.
So there will be...
Yeah. Curtis Granderson, former Major League Baseball player. Major League Baseball players release video in support of Black Lives Matter. Curtis Granderson, former MLB player. Well, we'll turn that off.
You have to turn off the air, Mr. Henry, in the background, because he is bugging me.
Well, from my standpoint, Mr. Henry, from a law enforcement standpoint, you know what I mean by that, right? By being law enforcement stuff?
You're not law enforcement what is your name?
My name's Dave Oliver, you fucking old man. Testing 1, 2. Well, you know, a lot of what people are saying to me, a lot of people are saying that, testing. Mr. Henry, I just think that it's important for people to understand, a lot of things about what we're doing. I think that, first of all, being a part of the United States of America is the greatest.
Are you getting the most out of your Medicare plan? I'm not on Medicare yet. I got SAG health insurance. And I rave about SAG health insurance to anybody that will listen, but the day may come when I'll be hospitalized or something and I'll say, I've got SAG insurance. I'll say, that's nice because you aren't covered for this hospitalization. So you always have to be aware of what you're covered for. You always must be aware. And don't give me your fucking bullshit about how I have exactly the insurance that I want. Because you don't know what fucking kind of insurance you're going to want, motherfuckers. Until the fucking comes too late. I got everything I want. Really? Are you covered for this? Well, no. Well, that's what you fucking got. You understand how it works? God damn. All right. I'm just fooling around. I'm yelling at you. I'm yelling at you as I would. I'm yelling at you as I would my own dumb son. Dumbbell alert. Dumbbell alert. Health insurance. Do you have the plan you want? Oh, you do? Isn't that nice? Guess what? You're not covered for this, 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 and this. Guess you picked the wrong plan, wouldn't you say? No, there's no way you can go back and correct it because you chose a shit can insurance. In fact, it says here, shit can insurance company. Nice job for you and your family. You saved how much? Good. Jesus Christ, what happened to Crosby? Look at the playoffs. Look at the Stanley Cup for 2009. Crosby can barely fucking stand. Looks like someone shot a goddamn puck right into his ball sack. Christ on a crutch. What happened to him? This is Game 7 of the 2009 Stanley Cup, which was happening on June 12, 2009, way back before the world changed. After it had changed after 9/11, but before it really fucking changed with the pandemic. In fact, there's a nice little quiz you can give on your goddamn Facebook page. Had the world changed a lot after 9/11, or had the world changed a lot after the thing? Huh? Okay. All my S's live in Texas. Christ, is it hot in this bitch? Hotter than fucking hell in this bitch. I truly long to be all my exes live in Texas. Phil Hendry's historic improvisational genius goes to work every day in this divinely hilarious satire of the modern media. And that's only part of what's really going on here. Get a hold of this top shelf entertainment from one of the acknowledged masters of comedy and social satire. And that was a bio written on the iHeartMedia page that carries my podcast. The only problem is I never gave iHeartMedia permission to carry my podcast. And so even though we're stealing that bio, because that's very well written, iHeartMedia, very well written, we're going to take that. We're going to steal that. But you can't have my podcast because I'm on Spotify by prior arrangement, Podcast One by prior arrangement, SoundCloud, because I think we actually pay their fucking asses for so much material. And maybe one or two others. I don't remember. Stitcher, we're probably sitting on Stitcher someplace, and I've told them 85 million fucking times that I don't want it there. And there's a reason for that. Not because I hate Stitcher. It's because I have actual verbal agreements with these other people. So it would be nice if you'd ask. It'd be nice if you just didn't just take it and stick it there and monetize it for your own goddamn fucking good. Or if you want, if you just tell me where you live, I'll come and start stealing shit from your garage, man. Yeah, it doesn't make any difference to me. I'll just start stealing your shit. Because all my asses live in Texas. Oh, Christ, I hate these fucking precocious kid movies. I truly do. Here's one where there's a little kid and there's some big, gigantic fucking prize fighter. Is he English or something? Or Amazon original, My Spy. I don't know. All right. Hello, testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Hey, man. America, America, God shed his grace on thee. Burr, burr, burr. And crown the good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Dun. Having a few laughs. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9. Well, that's it, man. So the pre-show has been me listening to yesterday's show. Sometimes that's what it is, man. There's no shortage of action going on at the thing and the thing and the thing and the thing and the thing. Looking for someone else on the sense to bet online, man. Do your thing. Don't let your thing do you. Ooh. Whatever, man. Fucking even fucking goddamn talking about. Oh, beautiful. For spacious skies. I completed my census, my 2020 census questionnaire. I was almost not in compliance with the law. You must complete your census. It's in the Constitution, isn't it? Something like that. San Francisco couple called police after he stenciled Black Lives Matter on his own property. What? Lisa Alexander. This is the woman who called this motherfucker. Confronted by this man, James Juanillo, stenciled Black Lives Matter on his own home. And the police were called. I had to try that at my house. Black Lives Matter on my garage door. Watch what happens. I put stencil Black Lives Matter on my garage fucking door and then stay awake all night and wait for some motherfucker to try to pull some shit. Videotape it. Have somebody's fucking kid thrown in jail more likely. All right, man. Here's how this is gonna work.
Jay Santos and the Citizens Auxiliary Police is on the air. Yes, Jay Santos. In 1976, Major Elvis Newton beckoned Jay to his home there in Torrance, California. It was there that Major Elvis Newton, to the dim, dim twilight with a dog crapping on shag carpeting, smoking Pall Mall Straits, told Jay that he wanted him to form the Citizens Auxiliary Police. It was then and there that Jay lifted up the mantle to become the heir to the Newton.
Thanks a lot, everybody. It's Jay Santos. Jeez, you know, I hear that. What the fuck is this? Bill? Biff? Tingman?
Hollywood Hotel.
Oh, I forgot all about that part.
Just a moment.
Oh, I'm going to look like a horse's ass. Oh, shoot. Get it out of here. Get it out of here, will you?
We're trying as hard as we can.
I'm not familiar with Mr. Henry's production equipment.
You said you knew how to... Please turn that off. Please turn that off. Please turn it off. It's making me look like the ass side of the horse. Not the head, not where the nose and the ears are. Turn it off, please. Thank you. There's got to be a way. I know we're going out live now over some 6 million computers and iPhones. It used to be able, you could say, we're going out live over 200 radio stations. Well, that's no way anymore about that. I'm gonna have a hard time catching my breath.
Want to get a drink of water?
No, I don't want a drink of water. Thanks a lot. That's Subcommander Gleason. Have a seat there, Subcommander.
Okay.